KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's clear and 2 degrees above zero in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of only 12. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. In the news, firefighters from 8 communities were battling a stubborn house fire early this morning in Harrison County. The Omaha World Herald said no injuries or fatalities had been reported during the blaze that began around 11:40 p.m. on Monday. The fire occurred at a residence in the 500 block of 2nd Street in Persia and destroyed the home. Firefighters fought to contain the flames through stiff winds and temperatures in the upper teens. Crews were still on the scene early this morning. The last dispatch was for Harlan Fire to send a tanker truck to the location around 2 a.m. No other details are currently available. A Pottawatomie County man was still at large as of late Monday evening after Glenwood police said he was involved in a wreck during a pursuit and fled on foot from the scene. The Glenwood Police Department was asking for your help in providing any information as to the location of 28-year-old Rodney Kephart Jr. of Council Bluffs. Kephart has an active warrant out of Council Bluffs. His probation was revoked as of December 30th. Bond was set at $5,000. Court records show Kephart Jr. had pled guilty late last November to carrying a concealed weapon, possession of burglary tools, and assault on persons in certain occupations. According to the Iowa State Patrol and Glenwood Police, the events leading up to Kephart's escape began when a Glenwood police officer tried to stop a maroon Ford Focus at around 6:15 a.m. Monday. The car, driven by 25-year-old Jennifer Neal of Council Bluffs, took off and ended up colliding with a semi after Neal blew through a stop sign near Highway 34 on Hillman Road. The woman was taken by ambulance to a hospital in Omaha. The driver of the semi was not hurt. Police said Kephart was a passenger in the vehicle. The search for him involved Glenwood police with canine units from Fremont County and Council Bluffs, as well as a helicopter from the Omaha Police Department, the Iowa State Patrol, and the Mills County Sheriff's Office. Anyone with information on the location of Kephart, his picture is available under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com, should contact your local law enforcement agency or the Glenwood Police Department at 712-527-4844. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green has announced his intention to run for the Cass County Board of Supervisors in District 1. The seat is currently held by Republican Dwayne McFadden. Green will also run as a Republican in the June 7th primary. In a memo to the news media Monday evening, Green said he's lived in Atlantic since he was 2 years old. He graduated from the Atlantic High School in 1977 and served 3 years in the Marine Corps before beginning a career in law enforcement with the city of Harlan in 1980. After working about 18 months, he took a job in Texas working for the private sector. Green returned to law enforcement in 1986 when he joined the Atlantic Police Force. Since he joined the force, he's held many responsibilities, including being an investigator in drug and child abuse cases, and has held several leadership positions. Of course, he became police chief in 2008. Green says he does not want to become a politician, but rather a statesman. And he said the voters who put me in office deserve to have their voice heard. To date, only other one person has announced their candidacy for the June 7th primary, and that's Wendy Richter, who intends to run for Cass County Auditor. Current Auditor Dale Sunderman, a Republican, has hinted that he will not be running for re-election. Persons interested in running for county office may circulate nomination papers prior to the first date for filing, as well as during the filing period. Nomination papers and candidate information are available at the Office of the Cass County Auditor or from the Secretary of State's office on their website. In addition to the county auditor and District 1 supervisor, these county positions will appear on the Cass County ballot for the 2016 primary. Sheriff, District 4 Supervisor, and District 5 Supervisor. Checking the funeral announcements this morning, Vernon Karstens, age 94, of Avoca, died Saturday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. A memorial service for Vernon Karstens will be today at 10 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Gerald Childs, age 78, who's formerly of Greenfield, died January 5th in Washington, D.C. Graveside services for Gerald Childs will be today at 11 o'clock at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Bonnie McCaskey, age 98 of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Bonnie McCaskey will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has arrangements. Wayne DeBoard, age 92 of Atlantic, died Friday. Funeral services for Wayne DeBoard will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Mildred Heron, age 93 of Bayard, died Saturday. Funeral services for Mildred Heron will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Methodist Church in Bayard. Odie Funeral Home of Bayard has arrangements. Joan Turner, age 80, of Oakland, died January 7th at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Joan Turner will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Eric Maverick Benton, age 53, of Manning, died Sunday at the Crawford County Hospital in Denison. Funeral services for Eric Maverick Benton will be on Thursday at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Bob Ferguson, age 82, of Orient, died Saturday. Funeral services for Bob Ferguson will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Orient United Methodist Church. A luncheon will be held at the church following the services. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Gary Severs, Sr., age 68, of Elkhorn, died Sunday at Select Specialty Hospital in Omaha. Graveside services for Gary Severs, Sr. will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Layton Township Cemetery in Walnut. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Martha Arbaugh, age 91, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Martha Arbaugh will be held Friday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Patricia Mortensen, age 92, of Shelby, died Saturday in Omaha. A memorial service for Patricia Mortensen will be this Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Shelby United Methodist Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. Joan Jackson, age 67, of Lewis, died Thursday in Omaha. Memorial services for Joan Jackson will be on Sunday, January 24th, at the Lewis Community Center, beginning at 2 p.m. Hockenberry Family Care in Adair has the arrangements. Dale Lynn Ranney, age 59, of Messina, died Monday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Anita. Funeral services for Dale Ranney are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Messina. And Gerald Christensen, age 75, of Erling, died Sunday at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. Services for Gerald Christensen are pending at Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.